who is sexually very active and doesn't care who knows about it. Likes to, you know,
spread. Oh, I understand what you're saying. Particular term to describe that. No, I wouldn't. I don't know a particular term to describe that kind of behavior.
Mm. For a female?
Females matter.
Okay. The terms.
Female. Maybe fast.
Mm.
That's about the only term I would use.
What? Nymphomaniac? Nympho?
No. I haven't used any of that.
Stud for the name?
No, I haven't used any of that.
Okay. Do you have any names for us, an especially ugly boy or man? He's just a...
No particular name.
Okay, what about an especially ugly girl or woman?
No.
Dog, hog?
No.
None of those?
No.
Okay. What about a very attractive or handsome boy or man?
Handsome, nice looking, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people use the word hunk? Mm-hmm. Robert Redford is a real hunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a very attractive girl or woman?
Pretty, nice looking.
Mm-hmm. But no particular names?
No particular name.
What about fox?
Oh, well, yeah. But, these are words, well, like, you know, foxy as slang kind of term that in everyday conversation I would use the word.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
Would you ever describe a girl as being a real looker?
No.
Okay. What about a person who is absorbed by books, has virtually no other interests?
Bookworm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And a person who likes to try to ingratiate himself with the teacher, you know, they're always seeking teacher's favor and all that sort of thing. Do you have a name for that kind of person?
Teacher's pet.
Teacher's pet. Okay. Alright. When you were talking about elementary school, I believe you said that that included grades 1 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of junior high school, what about its composition as far as grades go?
I think of 7th and 8th, maybe 9th.
Okay. And high school would be?
Primarily 9, 10, 11, and 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about schools, you know, a lot of schools are surrounded by some type of metal fence.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for that kind?
No, other than a fence.
Just a fence. Just have you ever heard it's called chain link or?
I've heard the term, kind? It had no particular special connotation for me.
Alright. What about the building where you play basketball inside?
Gymnasium.
Mm-hmm. And the place in the school where the toilets are located?
The men's rooms, ladies' rooms, latrine.
Would you ever call it the lavatory?
No, I wouldn't, but I've heard the term.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alright, these will probably go fast because they have to do with situations that big school situations, different ethnic groups.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if you have any different slang terms for any of these types of people. What about Orientals? Any terms, derogatory, joking, or otherwise, for any type of Oriental?
No.
Okay. For Japanese, let's say.
No particular derogatory term I would use.
Would you ever say Jap?
No.
Okay. What about Vietnamese?
No.
You ever heard gooks?
No, never.
Any terms like that for Roman Catholics?
No.
What about fundamentalist Protestants?
No.
Have you ever heard holy rollers?
No. That's well, I've heard the term, but I didn't know it referred to the particular group you just mentioned.
Yeah.
I just heard the term, you know.
Yeah.
It had no particular meaning for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about Jews?
Do I have a derogatory term for them?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Cakes or heaves? None of that.
I never heard any of that.
Okay. Germans?
No.
Krauts or Jerrys?
I've heard the term from television and so forth, but...
Which one?
Both. Krauts, Jerrys, from watching World War II pictures and sort of thing.
Yeah.
But they're so in terms of... I guess they're so infrequent that I would never use one to describe a German.
Mm-hmm.
I would never.
Okay, what about